are back. It's 9:05. Got a cloudy sky. Still got some rain and freezing rain moving through the area. Keeping my eye on the radar. Looks like hopefully most of this stuff might glance up to the north of us here. But I in to bring a little sunshine into the studio this morning.
That's what I'm here for. Let's bring some joy to our conversation.
Jetta Burnt.
Weatherman stuff, right?
You're right, absolutely. But I say it's November, it's where we live, so let's move on.
Can you imagine being the weatherman for a living, though?
No.
You can
I
never
would
be
not.
Right. You can never be right.
Mick Kerr was here in studio with us last year, and I said, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you learn to develop a very thick skin.
There you
That's
go.
Like, I bet you do.
Everybody should have yours and my job, right?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, got good gigs,
there's,
you and I.
There's not a day in my life that doesn't feel like it's a good one.
So what's going on with the foundation? Always great to have you in here to talk Richland Wilkin Foundation. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing a lot of different things. Our board met a couple weeks ago, and we did our fall grant round again, which was
right.
super exciting. And I think for the year, we're going to push that $80,000 again that we'll invest back into our nonprofit community. And obviously, that all comes through our donors. So, you know, it's interesting because you think about our mission really is to make this a better place to live.
And you
we
do that.
We want to make this
yeah,
a better
you
community.
Do that. Mm-hmm.
So I often tell people we want to make it a better place to live, to work, and to raise our families. But we do that through helping people find out what's your passion and where do you want that passion to be put, whether it's through your time, your talent, or your finances. So when we give out grants, we're really taking people's passions and matching them up because we have about 40 different agencies that we're trying to help. So it's great. And then last night we had our third Power of 100.
How did that go?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. Chef Henry up at the brew and their whole crew just ran their tails off. But Shelby up there has been so gracious to allow us to have our events up there. We had 130 people pulled together, which is our largest event.
Fantastic.
The room was full.
I love
that.
The
food was just phenomenal. It was so exciting. And then we had Icewind Brewery there from Mapleton, North Dakota. So and just down the street here from us.
Yeah.
They were voted, apparently at another event, as the best brewery in the... So they're now going to be featured over at the brew on their tap. So it was a really fun night, really fun night. We had three nonprofits that joined us last night. We had Kinship.
Yeah.
And
one of our favorites.
One of our favorites, absolutely.
Well, they all are.
Exactly. And then we had the Headwaters Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had this new group, and they call themselves just the new one to the group. That is the Boitisu Adventure Area, which is this new bike trail system that they're putting over in Breckenridge. Which,
oh, I saw that. I saw a layout of that.
Yeah,
and
total
that looks
grassroots. You know, there's no expenses to the people. This is all just, you know, I think he said they had over 500 man hours.
Wow.
And 130 different volunteers that have helped so far to pull this together. And it's a trail that's actually being worked on and used now by this. There's an organization that has kids that are part of this mountain bike. It's a sport.
And it's a great layout, too.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Great thing.
But what an example, again, of, you know, bringing a community together. And just make it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so exciting. It's so exciting. So last night, people, they had some food. They had lots of fellowship. We had so much fun. Jay Schuler pulled together about 25 of his former employees from the Micogen Sigco days. And it was like a reunion. And just so many people brought tables of friends and neighbors and all sorts of people. So it was really, really a fun night.
It sounds like a fun night.
Yeah. So that's a couple of things that have been going on. And certainly at the end of the year, our eye is on a lot of people are doing their tax planning and that type of thing. So we have a little appeal going on right now, too. But our work is never done.
How does it make you feel, Jana, when you've got $80,000? How does it make you feel about the foundation and the community? You got $80,000 to disperse among the nonprofits.
It's an overwhelming responsibility because, you know what, our asks were a lot more than that.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, you really got to do your homework. And it's not that there isn't a group that's worthy. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, okay, what can we do with the resources we have today? And it makes my job to tell the story even more important because really that's what it's about. When people understand what we are doing, it's hard to not get rally around that. I mean, it's wow, really? You mean I can give you money and then you'll do the homework to make sure it gets into the right hands of the projects that really are going to make this a better place to live?
That's a win-win. That is a win-win.
That's what it's all about.
Sure.
So I know there's people that have said, now I don't, you know, when somebody knocks on my door, I say, hey, can you give some money to the Richland Wilkin instead of saying these nickel and dime and knocking at my door? So, yeah, it's it was pretty exciting. Last night, the other thing that really came out is our organization really is a local organization. You know, so many of, there's nothing wrong with the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, some of those things that raise money. But when they sell a box of cookies, not very much of that comes back to the local, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it costs money to run these programs, but at the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation,
stays
when you
here,
give,
yeah.
it's staying here. It's all local. And if there's any expenses, it's the local expenses, you know, to raise the money and pay me a little bit of a part-time salary. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a lot of fun and a lot of work.
What's up ahead? What's next for the foundation? What are you up to, Janet?
Yeah, what are we up to? I think our biggest thing is we really just want to grow our endowment. Because, again, the endowment is that permanent.
Right.
And what we're doing is we're just spending the earnings off of that. And so long after you and I are gone and our great-great-great-grandchildren are gone, this permanent endowment's going to be reinvesting. So the more we can get that investment up, the more we're going to, you know, secure those fundings for the future.
Money making money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So
it's all about
pretty exciting.
Good stuff. Jana, always great to have you in here.
Thank you. I'm glad I could interrupt your weather report.
Yeah. I'm glad you could, too. I needed an interruption
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But stop back again. Always open door for the foundation. Keep doing the great work.
Great. Thanks for your work, too.
You bet. It's 9:11 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by Lee Service in Milner. Liberty comes at a price, and Lee's Service reminds us to never forget what our veterans have done for our freedom. Lee's Service in Milner proudly remembering our veterans with pride and honor this Veterans Day. Flex TM in Wahpeton salutes our entire nation's armed service men and women. America owes her freedom to these brave patriots. Please remember.